anyone can be creative. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is the song that Bob Dylan wrote after he'd given up writing. Like a rolling stone. Dylan was feeling burned out, so he rented a cabin in upstate New York. And one day, June of 1965, the words to Like a Rolling Stone just started flowing. Dylan's breakthrough is the opening scene in Jonah Lehrer's book, Imagine, in which he argues that anyone can have the same creative experience if you understand how the brain works.
And there are two defining features to such moments of insight. The first defining feature is that the answer comes when we least expect it. So we write our best song after we've quit the singing and songwriting business. The second defining feature is that as soon as the answer arrives, we know this is the answer we've been waiting for. So we don't have to double check the math or think through the possibilities or really even read over the lyrics. We know this is what we are meant to do.
And this can only happen when you're relaxed. Scientists have demonstrated that relaxing clears the way for a specific type of brainwave, a kind of creativity vibration.
They can predict up to 8 seconds in advance whether or not someone's going to have a moment of insight.
The mistake people make is that when they're stuck for an idea, they push themselves even harder.
For instance, moments of insight won't come when you're juiced on caffeine. They won't come when you're chained to your desk staring at your computer screen.
But they will come when you're drunk.
That they will come when you've had a beer or two.
Or smoking pot, I understand.
Marijuana does increase divergent thinking, according to the latest lab research.
Author Jonah Lehrer, who says anyone can be creative. Just don't get too creative the day before the drug test. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.